working on timing, and we're picking that up in the training camp, and the scrimmage went well, so each day I think we're getting better.
Now, what are your expectations for yourself for 2010?
Just do whatever I can to help the team win, whatever that is, you know. You just want to win. That's the goal of everybody on our team. Individual stats never matter to any of us. It's a team game, and you want to win.
But certainly you're looking to get more integrated this year with the drop in receptions that you had last year. I mean, you know, we talked about that.
I mean, I want to win. At the end of the day, whether that's me catching 10 balls or blocking for Noshon and Buck in the backfield, you know, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. Been in the league 2 years, and I've experienced the ups and downs of it, and at the end of the day, you just want to win.
What's the biggest difference in this camp to last year's camp?
I know what's going on now. You know, last year was just new to me, new to everybody. So each day was a day you had to come out and try not to make mistakes. You couldn't really focus on technique. You were trying to get the play down right. So now I know exactly what I'm doing. I can focus more on techniques and getting open.
Have you watched Parrish Cox at all? And what do you think of him as a corner and as a returner?
Yeah, I mean, he's caught my eye. I mean, especially as a corner. You know, he got an interception today. You look up, and every day it seems like he's making a big play on the defense. So he's getting better each day, and as a returner, he's learning. Each day he's getting better. It was good for him in the stadium on Saturday, being in that atmosphere with the fans there, and he did a good job fielding the ball and getting upfield.
Has he picked your brain for any tips?
I try to coach him up here and there on the things that I know, the things that I've experienced. I'm still learning in this league, too, so whatever I know, I try to pass it on to him.
What are you, Steve Spurrier, you're coaching him up?
Eddie, can you talk a little about what you've seen in the development of the young receivers this year? You have a really young, a whole group of young receivers coming in that have come into the practice this year.
They're doing good. Their head's kind of spinning a little bit, learning a new offense. And I know where they're coming from. I remember my rookie year, I was the same way. But they're doing a good job in the classroom, picking it up each day. And every day they come out here, you see improvement.
What have you seen from them that has impressed you so far?
The ability to go up and make a play over the defense. You know, they can go up and make plays on a deep ball, something that we need, and they provide that.
How much has the timing improved for you between you and Kyle Orton this year?
Every day is getting better. Like I said, we're learning something new every day about one another, about what we need to do to get open on the defense. So each day is important out here.
Do you see yourself returning to 90 catch form? And last year was just kind of circumstance and...
What
do you expect expectations for yourself this season?
To win, you know? Like I said, at the end of the day, you want to win, and I don't really care about individual stats. It's all about winning, and whatever it takes for me to help our team win, I'm going to do that.
And I know it's a few days away, but Coach said Thursday you guys are getting ready for Cincinnati. You're going to have to run past the guys with the uniforms.
You know, it's fun. Camp is fun, but you always want to get out and play against somebody else. You've been playing against one another for a long time now, and it'll be good to play against some different faces.
Going to show up for the VH1 cameras too?
What is it? Hey, if they're there, I'll be there.